Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis along with Andrea Donsky, and if you've heard me before, you know that I live in a town that's a third conservation land, and I am out in the woods all the time. And darn it, I'm getting dirty, and so is my daughter. And dirt is good. You know, everyone's like, oh, don't get dirty. You don't want to have to clean your clothes, and oh, grass stains. And I'm like, girl, go for it. Roll around in the dirt. It's good stuff. Right, Andrea? Do you do that with your kids, too?
I do, but when it comes to their diet, I'm a big fan of keeping their diet super clean, and that's what today's guest is going to talk about.
Oh, that is really cute. Well, we've got Dr. Maya Seatreep-Klein on the program. We're going to be talking about the dirt cure and also about cleaning up your child's diet. I think they're related. Hello, Dr. Seatreep-Klein. Welcome to Naturally Savvy.
Thank you so much.
It's so good. So am I doing the right thing, getting my kid out, getting them exposed to dirt, letting them play? I mean, there's so many health benefits.
Absolutely. I am finding more and more kids are spending more and more time indoors, but the data about getting kids outside, beyond that we all know that, you know, letting a kid run around and get fresh air is going to help them in a lot of different ways. There's data actually about soil itself, and that there are bacteria in the soil, which when we're exposed to it through breathing, touching, little cuts in our hands or what have you, increase focus and attention, and actually even increase serotonin levels as much as antidepressants do.
Oh, that's awesome.
Interesting. So is it the actual, you know, is there something in the soil that's doing that, or is it the fact that they're able to just play freely? What is the actual reason behind that increase in serotonin?
Well, the increase in serotonin, I think, is in these studies were just related to the soil organisms. But obviously, the benefits are so much more than that when the person's outdoors. When children are running around, you know, they're moving their bodies, they're pumping their lymphatics, you know, by taking nice deep breaths and moving around, which is very important for cleaning out the body and detoxifying. And actually, there's other studies that have been done, a lot of them in Japan, about something called forest bathing, which is when we go into the woods and go hiking and immersing ourselves essentially in the beauty of the forest. It actually, it boosts cognition. It boosts immunity. It reduces inflammation. And we produce more anti-cancer proteins.
That's so interesting. So what are ways that you practice dirt cure in your own family?
Well, we have we live in New York City, but we have a little area that we grow vegetables. So my children and I grow plants and medicinal herbs and veggies. And then we keep chickens. We have 8 chickens.
Nice.
And so we get our own eggs. We also go hiking often, and we look for mushrooms. We fish for mushrooms, go bird watching, do nature photography, and do something called geocaching, which is like a digital worldwide treasure hunt. That
I know that. It's awesome.
I saw people doing that in the woods last year, and I was like, "What are you doing?" It was so cool.
Yeah, my friends do it. They love it.
So this is like, you know, not something I mean, I'm the one who wants to kind of, you know, do the immersion in the forest, but my husband and my kids, who are a little more interested in kind of the digital gadget, you know, fun part of bringing that into nature, they figured out a way to kind of marry the two, and it's been great fun for them.
It sounds awesome. Well, you know, Andrea mentioned in the beginning, the play on words with the dirt and the clean. Talk to us about, you know, the clean diet. I know that organic food is important to you like it is to us, and pasture-fed, meats are so important. What are some other things you want to see in the children's diet in addition to getting out in the dirt? And I love that whole forest bathing. That's like my favorite thing to do.
I think part of why I wrote The Dirt Cure was for people to not feel like they always have to be drawn in different directions by kind of the fickle nature of fad diet, you know, what's best. And I think the important thing that I wanted to communicate was that the more unprocessed the food is, the more it is like how it came from the ground or how it grew on the tree or, you know, what have you, is the best. And that when things are in alignment with nature, it actually is the healthiest for our bodies and for our children's bodies. So the kinds of things that I'm thinking about, you know, you just mentioned pastured meat. So, you know, I actually think if people are eating meat, eggs, or milk, it should be coming from animals that are not living in confinement, but that are raised outdoors. And of course, there's humane reasons for that, but also health reasons. They have healthier fats when they eat grass and they're exposed to sunlight. They actually have higher levels of vitamin D, you know, and that's a major deficiency that a lot of children are, mm-hmm. and adults are suffering from, partly mm-hmm. from not being outside, but partly because it's not in our food. Also, eating vegetables that are grown in really healthy, dense soil. So I think of the best producers, the best farmers are ones who call themselves soil farmers, because you want to have soil that's rich and healthy and filled with microbes. And so that the plants and the animals or the people who eat the plants are going to be healthier. It's going to be more nutrient dense food because plants get their nutrients from the soil. I'm a big fan of bitters. And that can be for children, just the peel, leaving the peel on fruits and vegetables. Dark chocolate versus milk chocolate. It doesn't have to be anything, you know, terrible sounding. Adults actually love bitters often in the form of coffee and beer. and these bitters actually have incredible benefit on digestion and immunity. So it helps with reflux. It helps with constipation. It helps with immunity in the digestive tract for fewer, you know, vomiting illnesses in the winter, which I think we all pray not to have. It actually increases immunity in the ear, nose, and throat for fewer ear infections, less strep throat and flu, and then actually is even being looked at as a treatment for asthma. So those bitter compounds that come in fruits and vegetables and other plant-based foods are incredibly beneficial.
Wow. You know, it's so interesting. I love that you said you're talking about soil farmers, because our soil is so deficient in minerals and vitamins that I think that it's important to do that. So we only have about a minute and a half left. I'd love you to talk a little bit about allergens and children's, you know, the fact that so many kids have allergies these days that they didn't have so many years ago. Can you just shed some light on that?
Sure. You know, we're seeing so many children who are allergic, and there's this whole concept of the hygiene hypothesis that children who are too clean are more likely to get allergies, whereas children, let's say, on farms are less likely. And it turns out when researchers looked at the levels of bacteria both on the farm and in an urban environment, the numbers of bacteria were the same, but what was different was the diversity. So more types of bacteria mean that our immune systems, which are very social, you know, become healthier and more resilient. And so it's important because soil is actually filled with microorganisms. Part of getting outside as well as eating fermented foods that have bacteria means that children are going to be less allergic.
I love that you said that. Well, we would love to have you back on the show. I mean, I think it's so interesting. And I love that you talk about, you know, all these things. It's okay to get down and get dirty. It's okay to, you know, to really for kids to play in the dirt, and obviously the importance of keeping their diet healthy. So thank you for being on our show today. If you'd like to learn more, you can go to brainmending.com. We appreciate you being on the show today. And I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.